In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. One of the hallmarks of a good priest is a devotion to Our Lady. On more than one occasion, people have noted to me that the priests of the priestly fraternity of St. Peter have a strong devotion to Our Lady, and they've noticed it. This devotion must be rooted in an understanding of the priest's dependence on her in all matters of his priesthood. And we know this because of the fact that she is the mediatrix of all grace, which means that the gratia gratis data, that is, the gratuitous gift of the grace of his priesthood, that is, the very vocation that he received, was given through her. The priest would not even have a vocation had she not given him that grace as mediatrix. All the graces he received to get through the seminary, the graces to develop a prayer life, the graces to be faithful to his obligations as a seminarian and now as a priest, the graces to help him grow in virtue, all came from her and will come from her. What he is spiritually for the good, removing his lack of advancements due to the infidelity of the grace given by her and sin, but anything that is spiritually good in him is because of her. In his priesthood, she shall give him the grace to perform his duties and not neglect them. She will give him the grace to advance even greater in virtue and holiness. That does not relieve our responsibility to continue to pray for priests. When we wonder why priests are not leading good lives today, we have to look it upon ourselves to see if it's because we have lacked praying sufficiently for them. She will give him the grace to deny himself when it is necessary for the sake of those under his pastoral care. She will give him the grace to exhaust himself for the good of his flock, like Christ exhausted himself when he carried the cross and died for us. In the end, she will give the priest the ability to sacrifice himself and to die to himself, so that when he stands before God, he shall do so without blemish. Our Lady teaches the priest to be like herself, to love God above all and to love none except for God's sake. If he is to be a good priest in all of these matters, he will know his complete dependence upon her. Why? Christ consigned the care of Our Lady to St. John the Apostle. That represents not just the Church, but every priest who will stay close to Christ on the cross, especially as he offers Mass. While Our Lady was taking care of St. John, the consignment goes both ways. Our Lady also would help and take care of St. John because, as Gerlegou Lagrange points out, "This is thy mother." These words, Gerlegou Lagrange says, of the dying Savior, like the words used in the sacraments, produce what they signify. In Mary's soul, they produced an increase in maternal love for John and for all who would be sanctified through the sacrifice of the cross. In John's soul, they produced a profound filial love for the Mother of God. The priest must have that filial love for Our Lady, his spiritual mother. Filial means that of a devoted son. Our Lady is the spiritual mother of the priesthood, consigned by Christ to care for, nurture, protect, like any good mother, his very priesthood. The priest who firmly roots himself in the devotion to Mary establishes a mirror to that relationship which St. John and Mary had. And so God is pleased and wants all priests to mirror that relationship. In fact, when one considers the true attributes of a mother, Our Lady is more the priest's mother than his own biological mother. In this sense, we recognize how dependent the priest is on Our Lady, and so we must agree with St. Bonaventure that, quote, "he that neglects her will die in his sins," unquote. While this applies to all of us, how much more will it apply to the priest whose life is fraught with the complexities of the spiritual battle and the difficulties and obstacles of the priesthood in the modern world, which unfortunately Vatican II embraced and now has imposed on all of the priests. St. Anselm said, "It is impossible to be saved if we turn away from thee, O Mary." Even more so for the priest, who because of his charge will be held to a much stricter accounting before God. Many saints have observed that Our Lady is quasi-omnipotent, St. Louis de Montfort being one of the greatest. The more confidence the priest has in her, the more she will give. In fact, lack of confidence is the same as telling her that you do not believe that she can do what you ask, or that you do not believe that she will do what you ask. The first is a sin against faith, but the second is a sin against charity. For our mother is a better mother than any earthly mother, and she would never deny something that was good for us. This is why we cannot recommend enough the total consecration to the Blessed Virgin Mary according to the mind of St. Louis Marie de Montfort, especially for the priest. The laity notice it. They notice the difference in the priest who has a profound love for Our Lady, because that's what he's supposed to have. Whereas when the priest doesn't, they notice there's something missing in the very priesthood of the priest. St. John, one of the apostles, first bishops and a priest, was given care of Our Lady as a sign of the priest's care of the church. Gerlach Lagrange points out that St. John gave Holy Communion to Our Lady, and so Our Lady, in her perfect reception of Holy Communion, becomes the example for the priest in his devotion to the Holy Eucharist and the sacrifice of the Mass, which is the raison d'etre of the priesthood. Abbot Marmion observes that she loves them, not only as members of the mystical body, but on account of the priestly character imprinted in their souls, and for the sacred mysteries which they celebrate in persona Christi. In other words, when Our Lady looks at the soul of the priest with the indelible mark, she sees her son, to whom she gave herself entirely. Our Lady, when she sees the character of the sacramental source, she sees her son, and so that singular and total united devotion will be given to the priest if he will reciprocate. So she is united and dedicated also to the salvation of the priest. In the end, the priest must recognize his dependence on her. In the end, he must entrust his priesthood to her if it is to be one truly devoted to her son. In the end, he owes his perfect gratitude for the grace of his vocation, the bringing of it to fulfillment, the advancement in virtue, and the graces that she gives in helping him navigate the treacherous waters that can sometimes be the modern priesthood, so that he may safely be with her. She is a good mother, drawing her children to her, and in the case of Mary, that draw to her is so that she can bring them to Christ. For the priest, the question is, how much will he allow her to draw her through the fidelity of the grace that he must have to her, to him? I ask you to pray for Father Paso so that he may have that strong devotion to Our Lady and that his priesthood may be holy and pleasing to God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen.